Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Good afternoon, America. You've got the Sons of Liberty here on this fine Wednesday afternoon. The weather's beautiful. We're hoping to have a little bit more summer up here. I know many of you guys have been going through droughts, especially down in the south. A lot of folks have been emailing, telling me about the emergencies that have been happening down there due to the heat. But we're doing good up here in Minnesota. Now, today I want to cover a topic that all of you hold near and dear to your heart. And if you don't, you definitely should. Or perhaps there isn't a heart in there. I want to read to you a tweet, actually, that Bradley Dean just did. Now, folks, for many of you that don't know, the Sons of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can find Twitters, blogs, to keep you posted on these things that keep us fired up all the time. Why are those guys always so fired up? Well, it's because we're studying, we're learning, we're showing ourselves approved to be good American citizens. This is the tweet on Bradley Dean. Now, that's B. Dean, my war. You can also find Bradley Dean's blog at bradleydeanblog.com. But this is the tweet that he shot out. And folks, you can get these every day. He's shooting them out like a madman. We not only have a right to be free, we have a duty to be free. That was Bradley Dean's tweet this morning. I want to bring it over here, too. You can also find Twitter's at ConstitutionJM, where I'll be talking about a lot of constitutional issues and how they apply to our lives in America. Again, we not only have the right to be free, we have the duty. That puts a responsibility. Freedom is a responsibility. It's not something that falls on us. It's not something that we look to others to have. I don't get liberty from nobody in this world, and neither do you. We receive it from God, and it's a responsibility to maintain, to upkeep. Just like your house, just like your car. You can't just drive it for eternity and expect the dealership that you bought it from to put gas in it. You've got to maintain it. You've got to change the oil. You have a duty to be free, America. And we're going to talk about that topic throughout this whole program. But first, I want to help you understand, how in the world are we going to remain free in this republic? How are we going to do it? I've been studying de Tocqueville here recently. He wrote a book called Democracy in America, but he was confused. It wasn't a democracy, it was a republic. But I'll tell you what, he identified a lot of awesome things in America. How can men who have entirely renounced the habit of managing their own affairs, this is a question. How can men who have entirely renounced the habit of managing their own affairs be successful in choosing those who ought to lead them? If we can't keep our own house in order, how in the world are we going to elect officials that are going to keep us in order for ourselves? The responsibility starts with us. You have a duty to be free, America. Now, as we were discussing, we have school on a weekly basis, and my little 9-year-old boy, he's 9 now, brought up an analogy to me while I was teaching American history to the kids. And Dominic, why don't you go ahead and share that analogy, because this will give you understanding from the mind of a child. Folks, let's rewind ourselves. Let's forget the fact that we're smart and we've arrived as adults. And let's just listen to a child. Go ahead, Dominic. Give your analogy.
The government is like a flashlight, and we are like the people, and the people are like the batteries. And if the flashlight doesn't have batteries, how is it going to shine? The batteries have the energy and electricity to make that light shine, or it's just like a lamp. A lamp needs to be plugged into an electric socket, and without the electric socket, it won't work.
You got it. Thank you very much, Dominic. I mean, is that as simple as it gets? Folks, if we have a dull flashlight signifying our government or our civil leaders, it's because we got some dull batteries. We're the batteries. We have a duty to be free in the United States of America, the greatest land. I want to read from one of our founders because I think it's important. Let's go back to the architects of the documents that have brought forth and supported liberty and sustained it in this nation. If our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, notice the word secure, that just denotes protect. Government doesn't give you public prosperity. It's not its job. It's not in its credentials. Nor does the government give you happiness. It secures your public prosperity and your happiness. It's not, hey, give me my check this week. No, you retain your prosperity. The government secures that no man can steal that prosperity from you or redistribute it to other folks. You know what I'm saying? It must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands. If the government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, your prosperity and your happiness, Americans, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer laws. Once again, going back to the Twitter, Constitution Jam. How can men who have entirely renounced the habit of managing their own affairs be successful in choosing those who ought to lead them? You have a duty to be free, America. A duty. This does not fall on us. Now, that last quote was given to you by Noah Webster, the man that brought the English language into a dictionary in 1828 so we could all understand what each other were saying. Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. President James Garfield. We'll be right back with you, folks, at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with you today, moi, which I guess would be Jake McMillan. And many of you are probably wondering, where is Bradley Dean? Why is he not on the radio? I haven't heard him yet. Well, I'll tell you why, folks. Because he's championing a campaign to protect your kids. What do you mean? Do our kids need to be protected? I think that goes without saying, especially if you have them in a government school. He's protecting your kids and the next generation. So what is this campaign that we're talking about, Jake, that you're saying Bradley Dean is championing? Well, let me introduce you to a situation that's happened recently. Our kids in public schools, and just our kids in general, through TV, through the programs, through the music that they listen to, are being targeted by a socialist, humanist, anti-God sentiment. That's just what's going on. And that does not take a genius. And the folks that are targeting them would brag about that. Yeah, that is what we're doing, Jake. That's exactly what we're doing. As many of you know right now, we have a suit with MSNBC and Rachel Maddow because of some of the behaviors and the things that she has done on her program to promote that agenda that I was just talking about earlier. And then she would seek to demonize those of you that are righteous, those of you that are moral, those of you that care about your constitutional rights, and say that you're criminals, you're haters. You want to murder people and kill people. You're like the Nazis, not realizing the egg is on their faces in the liberal press. And so as Bradley works in that campaign right now, I want to encourage all of you to support the campaign, to stand up and put a stop and say, no, you're not doing that in this country, not with this generation. Enough of us have eaten the pill that's been handed to us from generations past, and we're putting a stop to it. We're not just going to complain about it. We're not going to complain about those kids, because those kids happen to be your kids that you've raised and you've trained, and I think you need to support them. Right now, we're looking for 600 donors to donate $500 towards the Legal Defense Fund that has been set up for this suit against Rachel Maddow and MSNBC. You can find all the details on our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, the complaint, Bradley's statement, how we're answering and why we're answering. These are our talking points. This is our country. There is nothing to be ashamed of in the movement for America and conservative, constitutional, Republican values. Folks, you can also call in and make your donation. I want to give you that number and give you that opportunity to get in the fight. This is your fight. This is our kids. This is our next generation. And shame on you if you don't have a sword in your hand. And I hope that this spurs you on. It gets you a little bit agitated and aggravated. What do you mean I'm not doing anything for our kids? Well, start doing. And then email us and tell us about it. We'll get you on the program. You can tell us all about it. We have to put a stop to this. And again, as I brought up in the very beginning, by Mr. Martin Luther King Jr. himself, he said, we have a right to be free. No, wait, stop. We have a duty to be free. That duty is represented through your action. You can call in. 866-233-0747. 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. The number's on there as well. You can reach us. You can also support this campaign for justice by purchasing the My War 5-part DVD documentary. Now, why am I talking about this? This is not an infomercial. This is life or death. This is what it has to do with. These principles. And they're encapsulated in this My War 5-part DVD documentary. We've already done movie premieres across the state of Minnesota. We've had over 1,000 people come to this. Right now, if you make a $100 donation, we're giving you a $20 comic book of Bradley's life story. It's great for your young people. You ever want to reach out to them and reach them, and you can't figure out how to do it anymore? You think they're too far gone? Get them a comic book. It'll work. And it does work. Any donation you give to this cause, we're a 501c3 organization, and we are grateful for any donation, any way that you folks can help. And again, I want to hear your testimonies. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear you tell me about how you're beating back tyranny throughout this country. Which brings me to my next point. Why do we have government? What is the purpose of government? Well, our founders quoted Mr. Baron Montesquieu of France numerous times when they established our government. But I think this is important to understand what the Baron had going on. He wrote a book called The Spirit of the Laws, 1748. That was a long time ago, but it's still working. He stated in his context that our founders quoted and admired and used when they developed the system of government that we have right now. He stated, God is the author of all laws. Of course. When God creates something, in order to protect that creation, he places laws. Just like when you have a city, you incorporate that city. What do you bring in to protect the citizens of your city? A law enforcement agency. Directly funded by the city for its own protection. Laws are only as a result of rights. You have to have a right before you can create a law. Now, what the other side would seek to do nowadays, and get this, it's pretty crafty, they seek to get a hold of a law in order to create a right. That's the wrong way of doing it. Law is not used to create rights. Law is established to protect and to secure rights. Or as it says in the Declaration of Independence, governments are instituted among men. For this purpose, to secure our rights. Of what? What are our rights? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, as it's understood as well. Well, if God is the author of all laws, and man is sinful. Oh, man is sinful? You mean man isn't just good, or, oh, he's got a good heart, we just need to counsel him. We need to get him the right type of education. Because if we can just educate him good, he'll stop killing people. He'll stop stealing if we can get him a good education. Hey, I don't disagree. Education is important. But what should he be educated in? Shouldn't he be educated in the fear of the Lord? That way he obeys the laws even when mom and dad you're not around, even when state agencies aren't around. When do criminals commit crimes? In broad daylight? Well, if you let them be emboldened enough, they sure will. But not at first. They do it in the cover of darkness. That's when they do it. When they break into stores, it's always at night. But because man is sinful. Sinful. Where do we get that from? Well, I'll tell you where we get that from. There's a book that's infallible, and it's called the Bible. It's a divinely inspired book. given to us by God. It's called the revealed law, as Sir William Blackstone said, and as Montesquieu acknowledged, and all of our founders acknowledged. And in that word, it says, the prophet Jeremiah, in chapter 17, verse 9, he says, the heart is deceitful. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So man is sinful. How do we know? There's the context. The prophet just told us. The prophet Jeremiah. Because man is sinful, civil government is necessary. Why do we have civil government? Well, I'm getting to that. Civil government is necessary because man is sinful. We need to protect our rights. How do we do that? We establish an infrastructure that protects. That's all it's supposed to do is protect. Protect our borders. Protect your rights. Protect your businesses. Protect. But here's the problem. Government is comprised of human beings as well. And when we put human beings in government, we also have to identify that those same human beings, like you and I, they're sinful too. And when we give them power, like Lord Acton said, he said, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. When we give them power, we have to separate their power so they don't consolidate. And all of a sudden, they turn into Frankenstein and they take over the doctor and the doctor's office and everything else. So we've separated powers into three branches. And those branches, of course, are the executive, the judicial, and the legislative branches. But why? What is the purpose? What is the purpose of government? To secure rights, but we also need to maintain that government so it doesn't take the power that you and I have delegated to it, like in the 10th Amendment, the states have delegated to the federal government. They don't take that power and use it against us. And that's important to understand. The reason I'm taking so much time to set that premise is because for the next two segments, we're going to talk about some things that folks nowadays, I don't even know what it is, if it's a combination of philosophically being screwed up, if it's a combination of their just dire hatred towards God, or if it's just a combination of people just being straight up ignorant, or perhaps it could be that they know exactly what they're doing. They're not ignorant at all. They just know how to usurp your constitutional rights and liberties because they hate liberty. They hate freedom. They hate the fact that you worship God. They hate the fact that you have rights that are unalienable. And they want to seek to supplant and usurp those rights. But the answers are very clear, folks, and they're written in our Constitution. I'm going to play you a clip that actually was found. I found it this morning on the Blaze. But you're going to see how they're using our children to try to battle against us with a certain methodology or a certain philosophy. We'll be right back with you. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, if you want to call in, that number is 866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, we were just talking about the purpose of government last segment. I want you to identify, too. Whenever I bring up a problem, I'm bringing the solution right behind it. I'm giving the answer. So it's kind of like when I'm grading my kids' textbooks, and they get the problem wrong. I put a check mark there. But I make sure and see it through that we put the right answer back in there. That is our job. That's our job as the Sons of Liberty here in America. I want to just bring up a couple topics to you. We're going to talk about here shortly. And hopefully I can get to it. Healthcare is a bad idea. You hear people talking. The talking heads are always talking about federal healthcare is bad, bad, bad. Yeah, it is bad. But that's got nothing to do with it. It's unconstitutional. And let me just give you this. Now, you can even jot this down. It might be actually help to jot it down. I jot things down just so it can sink in. Constitution of the United States represents the law. Article 1, Section 8 gives the powers of Congress. Healthcare is not in there. Hey, look it over. Call me. Prove me wrong. Healthcare is not in there. Do you wonder why they don't want to talk about the Constitution much? Because half the stuff they do is not in there. But if the Constitution represents the law of the land, as a matter of fact, it says it in the Constitution, this is the law of the land. So when I break a law, what am I? I'll give you a hint. It starts with a C, ends with an L. I'm a criminal. If I break the law, I become a criminal. Because I'm acting criminally. A government system is no different. It's comprised of human beings. When they go outside of their law, which would be the Constitution, they break it. When they break it, they're acting criminally. They've now become criminals? Question mark? Yes! Exclamation point! They're no different than you and I. Now, just to understand that, I want to give you a concept. Healthcare, it's criminal. It's a hijacking of your Constitution.
Oh, it's general welfare.
Baloney! General welfare means it applies to every single person. Not just some, not specific welfare. If the founders wanted to have specific welfare and the federal government would take care of it, then guess what? They would have put the word specific, not general. Healthcare is a bad idea. Let's just say I came over to your house and was eating dinner with you. This analogy is compliments of my friend Michael Perutka. IOTCOnline.com teaches the Constitution from the American view. IOTCOnline.com. If I came over to your house and I had dinner, and as we're eating, lovely dinner, it's great. I'm looking around, I see your curtains. They're shabby. They're just ugly colors. It's like, dude, when did you build this house? 30 years ago? They don't even match your new couches that you got, which are fairly nice, but they don't match the carpet neither. And the paint, it's awful! You're a terrible interior decorator. And I'm uncomfortable eating this wonderful meal with you because your house is decrepit. I can't stand it. So what I do is the next day, when you're not home, I break into your house. I get some window coverings that match your couch. I recarpet your floor because, oh boy, did it need it. And it stunk. And I repaint your walls and everything matches. Let's just say, for the sake of proving the argument here, I make your living room look awesome and way better than it was before. Was what I did legal? No. I still acted criminally, even if the result of what I did made things better. The federal government is no different. You cannot go outside of your parameters, your delegated powers. We expressed our powers. They're implied powers. They're delegated. The 10th Amendment and the Bill of Rights. Even if it was a bad idea, it's irrelevant. It could be a good idea. It does not make it constitutional. I come to the next point. Carrie, can you play this and then be ready for me to stop it? Carrie, can you play this piece and then be ready for me to stop it, please?
This contract for the American Dream has
10 points.
Point number one, invest in America's
Okay, go ahead and stop it. We're going to stop it right there. This is the contract for the American Dream. This is put on by an organization called MoveOn.org. Do I need to say anything else? MoveOn.org. Contract for American Dream. Number one, they have little children telling us, we need to invest into America. Oh, how? Should we invest through your private enterprises? Should we invest into America through your churches? Should we invest into America through your own self-government? Should we invest into America by raising families and promoting family values? Should we invest into America by producing our own productivity? Tell me if you think that's what their thought is. Let's move on to the next one.
Point number two, create 21st century energy jobs. We need more green jobs in America. Three.
Let's stop right there. We're going to stop at two. Now, did you hear what that young man said? Awesome young man. I watched him on here. Great little guy. Extremely confused. Because you have anti-American organizations like MoveOn.org filling their head with a bunch of garbage. The government does not create jobs, not in its job description. Article 1, Section 8, again. Where does the government create jobs? Oh, but it's a good idea. We need their help. We just established that. It doesn't matter if it's a good idea. It's unconstitutional. Therefore, when you break that constitution, you become a criminal. You act as a criminal. This is criminal. The government does not create jobs, let alone green jobs. And it doesn't matter. Well, green jobs aren't good. That's not going to be good for our economy. No, jobs, period, for the government to create, it cannot do that. It's to protect jobs and business owners to create jobs and their own private enterprises. That is the purpose of government, to secure those. Let's move on to number three. Again, I'm giving you the problems, and each one of these points, almost all of them, actually one of my little boys caught the one that was actually halfway decent, but each one of them have a problem, and I want to reflect the answer as found in the Constitution, or the answer that's found that these points aren't even found in the Constitution. Okay, number three.
Three, invest in public education.
Okay, stop right there. Invest in public education. How should we do that? Through sending our kids to private schools where each student's parents fund those schools? What is public education? Can I ask a question? Are they talking about federal education? Yeah, because they're talking about contract for the American dream. The federal government's got to come in and invest into public education, though it's nowhere in Article 1, Section 8. Where is public education in the Constitution? It's a good idea, right? Yeah, let me finish your sentence for you. No, it's not. And even if it is a good idea, we've already seen the public education system failing. It should be left to the local bodies, to the local school districts, and to the states, if they so choose. Why are private schools and private education systems, why are they thriving? Why are so many people putting their kids into those systems? Because they work! Because that's how it's designed to be! The NEA. Somebody show me that constitutionally. Well, it's just too far gone. I mean, they do so many things that are unconstitutional. Exactly. You've identified the problem. Now be part of the solution. Get rid of them. Let's go to number four.
For all. When everyone is, we're all healthier and we spend less.
I want to talk about that because we just missed the beginning of that. She was talking about let's have health care for all. Let's have Medicare for all. Go ahead and play the rest of it.
We're all healthier, and we spend less.
Let's expand Medicare so it's available for all Americans, just like in every other advanced country.
Okay, let's stop right there. Okay. Again, these kids are so cute, and how can you get mad at the children? Well, here's what I can get mad on. MoveOn.org, that's giving them the script of this garbage, because that's exactly what it is. And I hope these kids grow up and be enlightened by the Constitution and say, what in the world was I being allowed to do? And then they turn to their parents and say, what in the world were you filling my head with, Mom, that allowed me to get on national TV and put something out like this? First of all, if everybody was covered under Medicare, who would pay for it?
Oh, are we going to spend less if we're all healthy?
Hey, great point. That's true. But who's to pay for that? Article 1, Section 8, can you show me where Congress can create a health care plan for everybody in the United States and tax? Oh, they don't tell you about that. Where are they going to get the money to fund this? It's called debt. That's all it is. Well, we actually don't have it. We actually don't have enough people to tax to even get it. So we got to up the debt ceiling, right? Oh, that makes sense. Would your household or your small business run that way? I don't think so. You can't spend what you don't got, but it's beside the point. It's not constitutional. Therefore, it's criminal. And then he says, like so many other advanced countries have a national Medicare system, like so many other advanced countries, I'm sorry, were we the standard or should we look to Europe or Greece or France? Should we look to them? Are they the standard? No. Let's move on. Number five.
Every other advanced country.
Five, make work pay. Americans should have the right to a fair living wage, the right to organize, and equal opportunity for all.
Six.
Okay. Here we go. Make work pay. So in other words, we should feel good about working. Well, then go work. You can work as much as you want, baby. The sky's the limit. But then she brings up organize. Well, sure. If you want to organize, that's fine. But don't expect federal help to do it. That's not their job. A living wage? Oh, so you're talking about the feds coming in and setting a living wage. Why can't the states handle that? Why do we have two different minimum wage requirements, one from the state and one from the Fed? Can't the state handle that? Equal opportunity for all. Now, this is important. This is so important. Equal, equality, equal, equality. I see it all the time. I see bumper stickers with little equal signs on the back of their car. And I kind of naively come up to them. I say, oh, so what's with the equal sign? Does that mean equal rights for Christians? Well, and you see them kind of backpedal. No, what does it really mean? It means we want to create a law to create a right or a privilege that protects us and actually exalts us above everybody else. That equal sign is far from equal. It's actually inequality. Equal is not equal outcomes. Listen to what that means, okay? Equality does not mean equal outcomes. When you have a game, basketball game, football game, you name it, this is a great way to give this analogy, you have a referee who ensures that both teams follow the law. If they don't follow the law, they are penalized. The ref's job is not to make sure that at the end of the game, both teams have the same amount of points. He's to make sure that both teams are equally judged by the rules in the rule book. That is what the federal government's job is to do. That is equality, not equality of outcomes. equality of means to create the outcome. We'll be right back with you for the final segment, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer, buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to finish on with our topic here, the Contract for the American Dream, put out by MoveOn.org. I want to come up with point six. They have our little kids trying to convince us that we need to make a contract for the American Dream. Go ahead with point six.
An equal opportunity for all.
Six, secure social security. Let's make sure our seniors have a secure and safe retirement.
If you stop right there, okay, secure Social Security. He also talks about removing the cap on Social Security. And I'm just wondering about the babies being aborted in our country. Imagine if we didn't abort. How many thousands of babies now has it been? Literally thousands, tens of thousands of children that could be actually paying into Social Security. And now at the end, Social Security feels like it's being ripped off. Well, gee, I wonder why. When you're killing your own population, they could pay into it. But that's not even the point here. Where was Social Security in the Constitution? Well, it was a good idea, you say. President Roosevelt came up with it, and then Lyndon B. Johnson robbed it. All because it was outside of what the Constitution prescribes for federal government to get involved in. And now we're trying to fix another problem that the federal government couldn't sustain. And what do they always need to fix their problems? Money. Taxes. I digress. Let's move on to number seven.
safe retirement. And let's pay for it by removing the cap on the Social Security tax.
7. Return the fair tax rates. If the rich don't pay their taxes, we'll have to.
Oh,
so in the Bush tax cuts for the rich and add new tax brackets for people making more than $1 million.
Okay, so that sounds brilliant. I mean, gosh, if those dirty rich people don't pay their taxes, then us poor people are going to have to pay them for them. Who creates jobs in this country? Poor people? Who hires folks in this country? Poor folks? I'm not saying there's not bad corporations out there. Listen, I'm a preacher. So my point is to confront men with sin, especially to warn the rich, because they build their own empires. And then they think they become God. No different than what liberals do in government. But in this particular situation, we need to end the Bush tax cuts, because the rich are bad guys. I wonder how many liberals give to charity. So I just did a little research from this at townhall.com. John Stossel did an article on this. He said to test, ABC's 2020 went to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and San Francisco, asked the Salvation Army to set up buckets at their busiest locations in both cities. Which bucket would get more money? We'll get to that in a second, but just let me just establish the premise here. San Francisco and Sioux Falls are different in many important ways. Sioux Falls is small and rural. More than half the people go to church every week. Oh, what does that have to do with it? Well, let's find out. San Francisco is a much bigger and richer city, and relatively few people attend church. It is also known as being a very liberal place. I mean, San Francisco, good conservatives, right? And since liberals are said to care more about the poor, isn't that what they always try to cram down your throat? Well, you want to rob grandma in the nursing home and hurt poor children. And so they're always claiming that us bad Christians about the poor. You might assume people in San Francisco would give a lot more. Well, let's see. Remember, the Salvation Army goes out. Now, listen to this. When you look at the data, said Syracuse University professor Arthur Brooks, it turns out the conservatives give more than 30% more. And incidentally, conservative-headed families make slightly less money. So what would happen if we gave conservative families more money and there wasn't a heavy tax burden upon? You think they might give even more? I think so. The people who give one thing tend to be the people who give everything in America. You find that people who believe it's the government's job to make incomes more equal are far less likely to give their own money away. Conservatives are even 18% more likely to donate blood. Bad, bad conservatives. Now, what happened in our little test in San Francisco and Sioux Falls? Well, even though the people in Sioux Falls make, on average, half as much money as people in San Francisco, and even though the San Francisco location was much busier, three times as many people were within reach of the bucket. By the end of the second day, the Sioux Falls bucket held twice as much money. Another myth bites the dust. We need to end the tax cuts because those rich people, those conservatives, they're not paying their taxes, so us poor people have to pay it for them. Let's move on. What's number 8?
Tax brackets for people making more than $1 million.
8. Tax Wall Street. If Wall Street pays a teensy tiny fee on every trade they make, we could raise more than $100 billion every year.
Whoa! We can plunder somebody else's money. Next. Just a teeny tiny little bit.
End wars and invest at home.
Okay, stop right there. Actually, you know what? Let's finish that off. End wars and invest at home, she says.
End wars and invest at home. Our troops have done everything we asked. It's time to bring them home to good jobs here. 10.
Now, I think I can agree with that. My little boy said, that sounds right. Of course that's right. That's beautiful. Nice job. You got 1 out of 9 so far. And here comes the finale, number 10.
Home to good jobs here. 10. Restore, protect, and renew democracy.
We've got to close the revolving door between Washington and high-priced lobbyists.
Elections should be financed by Americans, not companies.
We've got to protect voting rights and give immigrants a clear path to become citizens.
And finally, we got to stop letting corporations be recognized as people. We're the people. They're not.
Yeah!
Yay! I wonder if we could start number 10 over, because all the things that they rattled on afterwards have to do with democracy. And they're perhaps right. But let's start it over again.
Bring them home to good jobs here.
Okay.
10.
Restore, protect, and renew democracy.
Whoa! Wait a minute. What country are we in here? I'm sorry, MoveOn.org. Did you miss this? You're not in France. You're in America. What does Article 4, Section 4 say in the United States Constitution? The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Again, protection, the purpose of government, protect. Protect that republican form of government. But we need to restore democracy? Are you kidding me? Have we said the Pledge of Allegiance lately? I don't know that the Founding Fathers would have went for a Pledge of Allegiance to a flag because they knew that we were to pledge our allegiance to God. But the concept is that we're one nation under God, and that's what we're pledging our allegiance to. Which leads me to my final point on today's show. This past Saturday, over 32,000 people came from across the nation and gathered at Reliance Stadium in Houston at the request of Texas Governor Rick Perry for a day of fasting, repentance, and prayer for America. I wonder if our children at MoveOn.org would like to promote something like this. Because number one was we need to invest into America. How about we get right with God, America? You think that's going to help? The God who gave us our life, our liberty, and our property, and our pursuit of happiness, our ability to pursue happiness? Now, guess what the media did? They were wide open to give a platform to anybody who wanted to spew garbage. And one of those particular guys is David Furlow. He's a so-called First Amendment scholar. The Founding Fathers wouldn't have been fans of Governor Rick Perry's official involvement with a Christian day of prayer. To prove this point, Thomas Jefferson famously coined the phrase, wall of separation between church and state, when describing the First Amendment to Baptists who asked that the president would dare govern the kingdom of Christ. First of all, Jefferson did not coin the phrase. It was coined in the 1500s by the Reformation, separating the government from limiting and punishing religious activities and expressions of the church. Jefferson called his state to Christian prayer and worship in 1774. Well, was Jefferson a hypocrite in that terms? He called for a day of fasting and prayer. He also brought legislators to proceed with the speaker and the mace to the church to hear prayers and a sermon. He also urged his home community around Charlottesville to arrange a special day of fasting and prayer and worship. In 1779, Jefferson again called his state to prayer, asking the people to give thanks for the glorious light of the gospel, whereby through the merits of our gracious Redeemer, we may become the heirs of his eternal glory. He further asked Virginians to pray that he would pour out his spirit, God, on all ministers of the gospel, that he would bless and prosper the means of education and spread the light of Christian knowledge through the remotest corners of the earth. Rick Perry didn't do all that, but Jefferson did. He just had a gathering of fasting, repentance, and prayer. Folks, if we want to get on the right boat, and this has nothing to do with Rick Perry, all I'm talking about is the fruit of what this man did. Praise God, 32,000 people. Are we going to see a curse as a result of that or a blessing? By 1815, some 1,400 officials called for prayer and had been issued from government leaders. They had printed and distributed at the government expenses for those days of prayer and fasting and repentance. And so did Rick Perry. There's no complaints here. Man was doing what he should do. And hopefully Americans throughout this country hold all elected officials to do the right. Remember, America, you have the liberty and the freedom to do as much right as you possibly can. Thanks for tuning into the Sons of Liberty. Join us tomorrow. It's a time.